Well, council mergers, yeah, they've been on and off the table for quite a while, and Dungog Council made a decision just recently to vote against, at this stage, a merger with Port Stephens. However, potentially have left the door open for another crack at it down the road. So we'll find out one perspective on that from the Tomaree Ratepayers and Residents Association. Good morning to you, Nigel Waters. So firstly, can you take us through the outcome of Monday night's meeting and how things are going from there?
Yes, thanks, Mark. The Dungog councillors on Monday night voted against a merger proposal with Port Stephens and instead voted for what we think is a sensible proposal to consider all their options and then put the options to a vote along with the council elections in September.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they've got a rescission motion now, so they'll be having another go at it on the 16th of May.
Which is really not that far away. So we've just had it and it's coming up again very quickly. Now, your group are against the merger with Port Stephens. Can you take me through some of the reasonings there?
Yes, I mean, we've consistently said that Port Stephens can and should stand alone. Further down the track, we understand the difficulty that Dungog has with small population and large asset maintenance backlog. And that's something they really need to sort out with the state government. But for the current councillors, who are all frankly past their expiry date because they should have gone to elections last year, to be making such an important decision at this stage is not appropriate, and the voters of both councils need the opportunity to have their say.
Which is, that last part at least is a fair point. I guess if a major decision like this is taking place, and it is a major, major thing, it should be, I guess, at least taken to the people of both council areas in one shape or form, one would think.
That's right, and they also need to be in possession of all the facts, and at the moment there's a lot of misinformation being peddled by Port Stephens Council in particular, which is hell-bent on this merger without having asked the people, and we think that a lot of the assertions they've made about the financial situation are just plain wrong.
Okay, so with all of that aside for a moment, Nigel, do you suspect, or do you expect rather, that in the future this merger, we know it'll come up again, but do you think it will be successful?
Well, I think Dungog probably needs to merge with somebody, but we understand that Maitland's expressed some sympathy for merging with them, and that's one of the options that the council has decided to explore on Monday. So, we think that option ought to be explored. They ought to talk to the state government about this funding problem with their roads, and then people should have a say.
Well, if there's another option on the table and they were to explore that, that can possibly, might be an avenue to explore, I guess. Yeah, council mergers, Nigel, they are a tricky one. In the main, there's a lot of information. It creates a lot of angst with a lot of people, and I guess rightly so to a certain extent. We'll wait and watch this one, and fingers crossed that there is, although we know at some point it may happen, hopefully a suitable outcome for everybody takes place.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. Thanks for your time.
No, our pleasure, Nigel. We will watch it with some interest. Council merger not going ahead at this stage with Dungog and Port Stephens, although it does not sound like it's going away anytime soon.